You've talked about the early years of Emma's diabetes as being nightmarish. My memory is that Emma thinks of you as having been very calm, very laid back. How can you explain this?
I always tried to be very calm with Emma because I didn't want to pass my worries on to her. And I didn't want her to worry about what could happen to her, the future. And I tried to be calm. I tried to shield things from her. But I would get a bit upset on my own. And I remember being asked to collect for diabetes. And it wasn't long after Emma had been diagnosed. And I went round house to house, which if anyone that's ever done that, it's not a pleasant thing to do. And I got to this house and this lady answered the door and she said, oh, yes. And my husband had diabetes and he had several complications and he had both his legs amputated and it was absolutely awful. And then he died. And I went to the next door and I knocked on the door and this lady, a very nice lady, opened the door and I just burst into tears on her doorstep. And she was just stunned. You know, there was this woman with the collecting tin crying on her doorstep. And she said, whatever's the matter? And I was so embarrassed. And I said, I'm really sorry, I'm collecting, but I've just been talking to this person and for some reason it's just really upset me. And she said, come in, sit down. She made me a cup of tea. She was absolutely lovely. But I knew about the long-term effects of diabetes and I kept pushing them to the back of my mind and I didn't want to acknowledge them and I certainly didn't want Emma to know or think about them. And it was like being hit by a train. I just couldn't control myself.